the first concert of the 2016-2017 season of the Wabash Valley Youth Symphony is coming up this Sunday evening at the Long Center for the Performing Arts at 7 o'clock. The program has Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, and Haydn. Joining me is Sharon Kim, one of the violinists. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
And the conductor of this concert is Wilbur Lynn. Hi.
Thank you for having me. Hello.
This is a challenging program. How is it to put together?
Well, it is really interesting because we have pieces from three composers from all three different periods. And then this is a youth orchestra. We only have, I think, seven, eight rehearsals. So it's a really tight rehearsal schedule. But I think we're doing really pretty well. And I hope to see everyone who's listening to come to our concert.
It's 7 o'clock on Sunday evening. This program has Tchaikovsky. It has a Haydn Wonderful Concerto for the Trumpet featuring Eli Trout and Beethoven's Second Symphony. Mm-hmm. Does period performance, has it affected you with interpretation? I mean, I know these are young students who are playing on, you know, sort of modern instruments, but
yes.
Has that affected your interpretation?
Mm-hmm. Well, I am a period performer myself. I direct a period orchestra back in Taipei. But I have been trying to incorporate some of the ideas into how we rehearse. Of course, we're not doing like full non vibrato things, but during the course, I'm sure Sharon can speak for that as well. We try to find how to listen to the harmony, how to find the tension of the release, things period performers actually listening to.
Is that sort of interesting to think how it might have sounded back in Beethoven's time?
Yeah, I guess so. But like for the Beethoven especially, it's really unpredictable. And so we kind of have to make an effort to match that and like surprise the audience.
It's that era where he was sort of dealing with his loss of hearing and whatnot, but it's really beautiful D major, you know, sound. So it's that sort of irony. The guests in the studio are Sharon Kim and Wilbur Lynn from the Wabash Valley Youth Symphony. This is going to be at the Long Center. Is that a fun space? Are you looking forward to being there?
I have never been there before, but I heard a lot about it.
And so this is your fifth year in the youth orchestra, so you've performed there before. What do you think of it?
It has nice acoustics, and it's like a pretty decent size, so I think we'll sound good there.
The soloist is a colleague, is a student, Eli Trout. Are you looking forward to the trumpet concerto?
Yeah, the Haydn is pretty fun, and like I feel like all of our songs for this program are pretty upbeat, but the Haydn is more relaxing, like happy in a relaxing way, so it'll be fun to play.
The Capriccio Italian, Tchaikovsky loved to ride on vacation. You know, we have the Souvenir of Florence, and here now this Capriccio Italian. Is it a challenge to, this has got some difficult passages.
Yes, it does. And the first time I got to the orchestra, I was expecting, well, they actually performed way better than what I expected in our first rehearsal. So this is a really hard piece for a youth orchestra. Yeah, and add to the note of being on vacation, he is actually, I feel he's actually dealing with some similar situations that Beethoven were dealing with. I mean, his father, Tchaikovsky's father just died, and he just passes his mother's 25th anniversary of the passing of his mother, and then he's facing his homosexuality and all those going on. So this is also a piece that, I mean, those are happy on the outside, but really dealing with some really deep emotions.
We're looking forward to music by Tchaikovsky, by Beethoven, and Haydn. These are three different eras. Is it challenging to sort of mix this with the kids and have these sort of very distinctive, sort of early romantic, almost Mozartian in the Beethoven, but very romantic Tchaikovsky and this very sort of typical, this new valved trumpet that Haydn was dealing with?
Yeah, I mean, during the rehearsal, we do have to switch modes halfway through our rehearsal, but it's always fun and it's always exciting when we're dealing with something and then you have to change, fast forward 50 years and then face something entirely different. It's actually really good for the orchestra in terms of their training and in terms of how they experience this music, I think.
Sharon, I know that you are in school at the West Lafayette Junior and Senior High School and probably have violin lessons as well besides youth symphony. Is it a juggling act sometimes to find out which music you're going to practice?
Yeah, it really is, because like there's so much, like you have to spend a lot of time on one piece to fully understand it, but then sometimes I don't get the chance to do it when I'm like dividing my attention between like a private lesson piece and the symphony music and like school music and everything.
What would you say to friends and other young people to come to this concert? What would you say to encourage them to come Sunday evening?
Well, all the songs are very happy and cheerful. So there's no like super sad, slow song. So if you want to like be upbeat and like improve your mood, I would definitely recommend coming. And especially the Beethoven, it's like funny almost because it surprises you a lot. And so it would be really funny to listen to that. So I would recommend coming for that.
All right. I'm going to give you the same question, Wilbur, not for necessarily for young people, but what would you say to encourage audience members to attend?
Well, first of all, this is your youth orchestra in the city. So do come and support your youth players. And they are really good. I mean, you can come here for the music. You can come here to see your friends. But also, for the same reason, come here for the music that's so upbeat. I mean, imagine Beethoven was considering to commit suicide before he wrote the symphony. And then everything changed. And then we have all these great works coming after that. Everything comes from this second symphony. So do come and experience the same thing.
All right. Well, it's so nice to meet you guys, and I look forward to the concert. It's at the Long Center at 7 o'clock this Sunday evening, and the program includes Beethoven's Second Symphony, the Capriccio Italian by Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky, and the Haydn Trumpet Concerto with Eli Trout, the soloist. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much
Thank
for
you.
Having us.